We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the fifth chapter, the second Mishnah. Asara Dorot Ma'adam Ve'ad Noach. 10 generations from Adam to Noah. Lo'odia Kamer Chapaim Lefanav. This is pointed out to tell us how much patience Hashem has. How much Hashem postpones His anger. Shekol HaDorot Yom HaChisin Uva'in. All the generations from Adam to Noah kept doing infuriating actions to the point where Hashem brought the flood by Noah. But Hashem kept waiting and waiting and waiting in spite of the fact that the generations were infuriating. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Uva Lelamdeinu, so this is coming to teach us, Ki chasher ata roe badorot shebin adam harishon lenoach, shekulam echisub maasei deyem lara lahem, all of them behaved in an infuriating way, which ultimately was to their own harm. Ve'ericha po kol otam adorot, Hashem delayed His anger so many generations, ve'lasof evi aleim me'amabul, and only ultimately did He bring the flood upon them, ki lo le'olam ha'ericha po, because Hashem's patience is not forever. At some point, Hashem does take people to task. Ken tachshov le'galuteinu al yedei ha'romeim. This is supposed to be an indicator as to how we are to view this prolonged exile at the hands of the Romans. ולבל תאמר כמה ימים ושנים השיב חמתו מעל מלכות רומי ואנחנו בגלות. Don't tell yourself, how long does Hashem have? How long is Hashem willing to wait with His anger at the Romans? How long is He going to leave us out here in exile? Rabbeinu Yonah writes 800 years ago. Yes?
This Pirkei Avot implies that God wanted to bring the flood from the time of Adam HaRishon. Right? If you waited 10 generations, it means from generation 1 you wanted to already bring the Mabul. Is that correct?
Let's read the 10 generations in Divrei Yamim, in the beginning of Chronicles. Adam, Shet, Enosh. It just says names, so we have the generations. Shet, Enosh, Kenan, Malalel, Yared, Hanoch, Metushelach, Lamech, Noach. So Adam is one of the 10. The literal meaning would be that Hashem had patience all the way from Adam. Or at least Adam's time period, Adam's generation. Yeah?
Because it's like he overlaps with Shet and Enosh.
Right.
Okay.
Seems so, yeah.
Two quick things. This puts a little bit with the early class yesterday, the idea that, you know, Shet doesn't know is an impossible thing. There's no concept of time on the one hand. On the other hand, it seems clearly by this Pirkei Avot that it didn't have to be that way. Man could have, you know, done tshuva, and the flood wouldn't have happened. So I think that seems like a sort of proof that, you know, when Hashem has patience and he promotes his anger, the kind thing would be, if he knows you're not going to change, is put you out of your misery now. Bring it on, the flood, you know, as opposed to, but since there is hope for change, just like the patient will let them endure a lot of pain because we hope they'll recover. Now, you know, it's a whole other story, you know, how long you have to endure, whatever. I'm not saying I'm going to say this. It's just one half of the question. The other half is,
I didn't hear a question.
The question was, do you agree that even though Hashem knew, because Hashem has to know what would happen, I think, you know, if Hashem's omniscient knows everything, He still set up a world in the sense where man had the ability to change the course of existence.
That's the truth of all of our existence.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's the question. But sometimes one can, you know, at least I've heard things that question, you know, had to happen that way. It came out last night. Just because someone deserves, for whatever reason, or the generation deserves to be punished, doesn't mean the person who's punishing them didn't have free will.
That was them talking last night. I didn't say a word. That what you're quoting was a 10-minute conversation between the students.
Okay.
I didn't. I just waited.
But sometimes silence is. But you normally interpret it in different ways. I don't know.
No, my silence when students are talking is to be interpreted as respect for the students, not necessarily that I agree with anything they said. No.
Okay.
I just. You're right. There was 10 minutes of conversation during class, and I just waited.
Okay.
I listened.
This Roman exile thing about God's anger at the Romans, I think that it's all, it seems generally about us when we are at the level where we can merit redemption. I mean, nobody thinks today, except us, that we're in a period of Roman domination still in that exile. The world doesn't think that. People who are in Italy today, the descendants that they would consider themselves Roman, they don't know what this is about. So I think it's really about us being able to handle redemption and then Hashem will bring it. We're worthy of it, not because they deserve or don't deserve to be punished. They're already punished in the sense that if you want to say those that descendants of those actual Romans are still not necessarily ruling the world. Anyway, we'll see.
Okay. There are two sides to the coin and they don't have to go hand in hand, meaning whether we deserve to be redeemed or not is one side of the coin, but whether they deserve to be punished is a different side of the coin. So that's his point.
Germany is the leader of Europe right after 10, 15, 20 years after World War II. I think that's necessarily so. Well, my God, I don't know.
Okay, but his point is about that. His point isn't about us. His point is about Hashem had patience for the generations from Adam to Noah, so recognize that his patience is just that, a reflection of his patience.
You say that 800 years after, we said 2,000 years after.
Right. That's his point. That's ולבל תאמר כמה ימים ושנים כי ישיב חמתו מהמלכות רומי ואנחנו בגלות. Don't ask yourself, how can it be so many years, generations are passing, and Hashem withholds his anger from the Roman Empire. We're still out here in exile. Halolam yarich le'mapo. Is Hashem going to be patient forever? Kerech ha'paimu. I know he's patient. Yadoa teida. So this Mishnah tells you, you should know, ki lasof yishalem lehem kefo'alam uchamaseh dehem. Ultimately, Hashem will pay them back in accordance with their actions. V'yigaleinu v'yoshienu. And Hashem will also redeem us and save us. Kerech ha'paim gadolu. Because Hashem has a lot of patience. We know the Mishnah says in Brachos that a person who sees an idol makes a special blessing. The blessing is, blessed is the one who is patient with those who transgress his will. We make a blessing over Hashem's patience. Ach b'achrit hayamim poked avonot rishonim, ultimately, Hashem will take people to task, even over ancient transgressions. Umaher yekadmunu rachamecha kidolonu meod. The Rabbeinu Yonah concludes with a prayer. He says, we pray that Hashem will swiftly bring us His mercy because we are suffering a lot. He says, on the one hand, this teaches us about Hashem's patience. On the other hand, he says, we definitely pray for quick redemption. Yes? I don't know how to do that.
It's very hard.